Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, November 4th, some 47,000 runners from around the world will take part in the New York City Marathon. This year, it'll be broadcast on Sportsnet, and one of the station's anchors is going to take part. 680's resident runner Irene Preklet has more.
I draw from my experiences as a player to now get ready and run the New York Marathon.
That's former NHLer Nick Kiprios, who tells me he's been training hard.
Many ways it's different, many ways it's the exact same, and obviously when I say that it's the exact same, it's a level of commitment that you're in it, and you're in it all the way.
Richard Finn is a spokesperson for the ING New York City Marathon and tells me Nick will be among the 1,500 Canadian runners.
It's a saga, a story of inspiration and triumph.
Getting ready for next year's New York City Marathon, Irene Preklet, 680 News.
Well, it may not be easy and is certainly not embraced by everyone at the start, but the president and CEO of William Osler Health says there are opportunities for healthcare integration and collaboration that result in better care. Matthew Anderson will address the Economic Club of Canada tomorrow at noon on the subject of the transformation dividend. William Osler Health serves 1.3 million residents of Brampton and Etobicoke. When you're the future Queen of England, you can't even have a glass of water without the world noticing. ABC's Bob Woodruff reports Prince William's wife, Kate, raised some eyebrows and sparked rumors at an event in Singapore.
While William and the others raised their glasses of wine to toast the Queen, Kate politely passed on the wine to drink water instead. Not once, but twice. Which left many wondering if finally there's an heir in there. Of course, there is absolutely no evidence of this, but this topic just kept brewing. William told one fan that he hoped to have two children. The first time he gave a specific number.
And of course, the royal couple has been fielding baby rumors almost weekly since their wedding in April last year.